And now for something completely different. The reaction to Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, has ranged from adoration to condemnation. And now comes satire. The creators of the animated cable series South Park have been poking fun at Gibson and his movie for several weeks. Tonight, some of the characters go to see it. And next month, Monty Python's Life of Brian is being re-released in a deliberate effort to play off of The Passion and to celebrate the film's 25th anniversary. David Darcy reports.
The Life of Brian's being promoted as the ultimate choice, Mel or Monty. The ad campaign begins on Good Friday, but actor and Python co-founder Eric Idle says The Life of Brian was conceived by the group as a joke to compete with its own movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The journalist said, "What's your next movie going to be?" And I ad-libbed glibly, "Jesus Christ, Lust for Glory." People thought, "Oh, that's rather a bad taste joke." And then we started thinking about it. And what was good about trying to do a biblical story was that nobody had done it since the medieval mystery plays, when indeed there were many comedies about the biblical times. In fact, it was the staple diet of comedies.
The hero of The Life of Brian isn't Jesus Christ, but Brian Cohen, a 30-something Jewish man who lives with his mother. Brian is used by local revolutionaries and mistaken for the Messiah by the multitude that's desperate to find one.
Hail, Messiah! I'm not the Messiah! I say you are Lord, and I should know. I followed a few. Hail, Messiah! I'm not the Messiah. Will you please listen? I am not the Messiah, do you understand? Honestly!
The Life of Brian was produced by John Goldstone on a location in Tunisia where an epic TV movie about Jesus had just wrapped. Goldstone says his film was never intended to mock the Jesus story.
What we've always maintained is that Life of Brian is really about organized religions and the way that people very easily follow false prophets.
So far, there are no plans to release a version of the film in Aramaic, but The Life of Brian does include some Latin, the language Mel Gibson originally intended for The Passion. Brian paints Romans go home on a wall in Jerusalem, and the Romans catch him and correct his grammar.
What's Latin for Roman? Come on.
Romanus?
Goes like.
Annus?
What plural of Annus is?
Annie?
Romani. Aeunt? What is aeunt?
Go.
Conjugate the verb to go.
While it might seem good-natured today, The Life of Brian faced blasphemy charges in England when it opened in 1979. And Eric Idle says it generated enough angry headlines around the world that Monty Python didn't need to promote it.
And the movie was indeed banned in many countries, in Norway, in Spain, in Sweden. They advertised it as the film banned in Norway.
One group that won't be protesting or even urging its members to avoid the second coming of The Life of Brian is the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights in Manhattan. The Catholic League denounced the film Dogma and what it called sacrilege at the Brooklyn Museum of Art. Spokesman Louis Trevino understands what film distributors see in Brian or Jesus or Judas.
It's the same thing. They're all jumping on the bandwagon. That's how the business works. With the case of Judas, that was 2 years old. They didn't want to show it at all. They only showed it because of The Passion. They've admitted it. But it's to capitalize on what's going on. And there's going to be more, I'm sure. By the time Easter rolls around, the History Channel will probably be 24 hours of Jesus documentaries.
Trevino is less forgiving of Comedy Central's series, South Park.
It makes Life of Brian look like playground. Because South Park is very vicious in its satire towards most religions.
The thing is, you really have kind of a warped view on morality because you're Jewish. Now, Kyle, you haven't gone to see Mel Gibson's film, The Passion, but...
I didn't come here to talk about The Passion, Cartman.
Let me finish. If you had seen The Passion, you would know that hell is reserved for the Jews and all those who don't accept Christ.
As for The Life of Brian, the film's end, a group crucifixion and choral number, could be considered offensive. But Eric Idle says for many... it's become an inspiration.
It's had several rebirths since. It was a hit in England about 10 years ago. It went to number one in the hit parade because all the football fans, the soccer fans, were shouting it and singing it whenever their team was losing. And it was sung by the sort of fighters in the Falklands, and it was sung in the Gulf War.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look up.
The Life of Brian is Monty Python's most financially successful movie. Its resurrection is scheduled for the end of April. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.